Waiter's wages. Class struggle is everywhere every day, even in a seemingly idyllic holiday destination. Meeting and observing three waiters while on a week's holiday in northern Italy brought home this truth. One night we met a 22-year-old American, Tom, from Michigan. He had just finished working for a restaurant back home where he was paid $3.50 an hour, that's around £2.85. He spoke eloquently about the strain on waiters each working day, wondering whether they will make enough in tips to pay the bills. Tom was interested to hear of the election and re-election of Kshama Sawant in Seattle, and the $15 Now campaign which had won a $15 minimum wage in that city, and others across the USA. Arriving at Genoa Airport for the flight home, we noticed a woman serving at a snack bar, doing the jobs of three people. With unbelievable good grace, panache and a good grasp of several languages, she took orders, made the coffees, warmed up the food, and served it up, while the queue grew and grew. After touching down in the UK, we encountered another barista at a motorway services. Again, he was doing the job on his own, while the queue snaked back towards the door. In contrast to our Genoa Airport woman, he seemed ground down by it, maybe having had to endure these conditions for longer. All three waiters were young, full of life, full of potential, and, unless the working class organizes in its own interests, facing a future of low wages, insecurity, and exploitation. Rob Rooney Cornwell,